Although the NATO bombing has continued throughout the last 24 hours, it's actually been quite a good period for Gaddafi and his regime. So Mark Stanhope in London, the head of the Royal Navy, has said that he doesn't think that Britain can sustain a campaign beyond 6 months without having to cut and trim elsewhere. That's against the background of Robert Gates, the US Secretary of Defense, last week saying that NATO was beginning to feel the pressure. That said, NATO is still piling on the pressure. There are planes above us right now in Tripoli. They were dropping leaflets on the Gaddafi troops around the town of Zlintan just today. NATO telling Gaddafi's troops to get out of the area or face death from above. And the rebels are continuing to hold their ground on a crucial junction just on the low ground off the Nafusa Mountains, only 40 miles south of Tripoli. And of course, clearly the tactics combined with the rebel tactics and the NATO tactics are to put the squeeze on Tripoli and then hope for an uprising against Gaddafi here.